NASDAQ is now up 48. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's a brand new month, and it's starting to feel more like summertime. Lots of sunshine today, very warm with a high around 88. Mostly clear, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 63. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday and over the weekend with highs in the upper 80s and the risk of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, but the rain chances very small, very isolated. Expect 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
By just one vote, the gambling constitutional amendment in the state Senate failed to pass. The Alabama House did pass the same bill earlier on Tuesday night. In each chamber, a 60% threshold was needed to pass a constitutional amendment. One vote that flipped to no from the original yes vote was that of Senator Greg Allbritton. Allbritton said that changes in the conference committee that did not further secure the Porch Band of Creek Indians and their gambling compact was the reason he decided to vote no. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A Florence man has entered a guilty plea in federal court to charges of producing child pornography. Sentencing for Stephen Kennedy will be held this coming July. Florence police started investigating the case in November of 2022 after a tip was shared from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Kennedy was ultimately given 25 counts of possession of obscene matter involving a victim under the age of 17 with the intent to distribute, as well as 5 counts of producing child pornography. A man and woman who got lost on Tuesday night at the Land Trust Trail in North Alabama have been found and removed safely from the area. The man was contacted by Huntsville Fire and Rescue on his cell phone and was then able to use an app to find that man's location. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting 3 kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Or if you're calling online, Joey Clark Live. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Again, that's 334-272-9228.
I have noticed something today. I meant to bring it up earlier. It's gotten hot. I was out there doing some drone photos this morning about 10 o'clock. I was sweating already. Summer's here.
Oh, yeah, man.
What happened?
It's not.
I know, you're right. It's not.
It's going to get real bad.
It's going to get miserable. But today was the first day I was standing there, and I was like, dude.
Why do you think I've been doing these sauna workouts?
How is it in the sauna?
It's infrared, so it gets up to 130 is the highest it'll go.
So we're talking July 4th here.
Well, that's the only thing I can compare it to, like a really hot, like heat index 120, humid sort of day.
But working out in there, haven't had any kind of like, this is too hot or?
Yeah, I've had moments where I'm like, I'm just going to lay down.
That ever happens while you're, yeah, good idea, Joey. Just go lay down.
I'm just going to meditate here. Like this.
Right.
Yeah. Pray to God. I'm going to pray to God. 272-9228. No, sometimes it's just better to relax in there. Yeah. Literally, you don't have to do the whole workout.
The fact that you're doing
to kill myself.
Every sauna I've ever been in has just been it's just a hot experience. I never once thought about working out.
Yeah, but
out
you went
there.
To that German one where they're like burly men in loincloths are hitting you with those big leaves.
Yeah, you had to pay extra for that, but yeah, got the deluxe.
And you did pay extra. Let's go to line three. Fred, how you doing?
Yes, I'm doing well. How you two fellas?
Doing right. Pretty good, pretty good.
That kind of heat. Eddie will probably remember this, but it's like the summer race at Talladega in the infield.
In the bus.
Ooh, that may out.
When you've ticked off the officials and you got to watch it from the bus.
Because it's just miserable.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was listening to the prior with Ms. Dobson on there.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all were talking about the college, these little uprisings going on for these folks that wouldn't know where Gaza was if you put them in it.
That's the ones.
Y'all were talking about things going on in Texas, and you brought up Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Austin is not Texas. It happens to be resting there. But it's an anomaly.
It really is an anomaly. Compared to the rest of Texas, you wouldn't think Austin would be that way at all.
I think it's a beautiful thing. Like, if you're going to have a blue city, make it at a deep red place. Like, those tend to be the better blue cities.
But seeing those struggles they're having, that's hard to accept.
Yeah, I just don't understand how these kids have been, well, they're not all kids. Most of them are probably adults at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Are allowed to do all this mess, man. I mean, it's time to lock that building down and let them out one by one and take them straight to what's it called, Rikers?
Rikers Island, you know? There you go.
Give them a few days there and dedicated they are to the cause.
Well, Fred, just think if you were paying $100,000 a year for your kid to go to that college and you flipped on the news and you saw her or him in the middle of that protest, would you not lose it?
I would walk right up to her. No. I'd probably get arrested for some sort of abuse. Because I'd walk right up to her, grab him or her by the nape of the neck, and drag him right the hell out of there. Pardon my language.
No, I think that's what needs to happen. Just Joey and I were talking one day about off air. If you were ever at a party and your mom found out you were there, she would literally come in there, grab you up, and drag you out.
Right.
Sometimes you need that kind of public humility.
Mine did.
See?
So I had to get better about hiding where I was. But
he learned something out of it.
Yeah, I got something out of it. It was a learning event. But, I don't understand how they... I don't either. First off, most of these kids that are there, if they went there, they'd be put to death, like, before their feet hit the ground.
Good. Oh, yeah. Well, you see a lot of they have the homosexuals for Gaza. Well, they'd kill you in a minute. They literally would kill you the first chance they got, whether here, there, or wherever.
Please make sure you have that shirt on when you get off the plane.
Right, because you ain't going far.
No, might not make it off the tarmac.
No, I just don't understand. If this is the places of higher learning, what are they teaching them?
They're teaching how to get higher.
Something.
You know, which ain't a whole lot of learning. I've got an ex-wife who was very, very smart. She knew a lot of stuff. The problem was everything she knew was wrong. You know? she knew enough about a book to get herself into some real trouble.
Fantastic. That's good.
Anyway, fellas, I just wanted to make sure y'all understood that Austin is not Texas.
Gotcha.
Austin is Austin. It just happened to have landed there.
I gotcha.
Well, I appreciate it, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Yes, sir.
272-9228.
I think we should go there for further investigation, Joey. To Austin. Mm. See if it really is Texas or not.
Now, we have... I would love to go, but we were checking. We want to go to a Kill Tony show.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't... Not just the Comedy Mothership.
No.
But I want to go to a Kill Tony show
at
this point.
Literally a Kill
Tony show, yeah. And they're, like, booked months in advance now.
Almost a year.
Crap.
Almost a year.
I would love to go to one of those. But, maybe we'll meet somebody along the way to
get us in. That's what it's
going to
take, I think. That's what it's going to take.
Trump now speaking in Wisconsin, saying that if Biden wins, the middle class is over.
I cannot argue with him.
Saying also that we will drill, bring down energy costs.
Good question. What does day one of Trump's presidency look like, Joey?
Dictatorship.
Oh.
You know. And in fact, I've got it queued up. Here's MSNBC's Nicole Wallace, who pretended to be a Republican for years. Actually, she didn't pretend. She was a Republican for years. That's a lot of Republicans still out there right now.
I see. Yeah, yeah.
But let's listen to her talking about what's going to happen if Trump wins in November.
I've seen that toast a bunch of times, but it landed very differently this year.
Yeah.
Because depending on what...
This is right after the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Okay. It happens in November, 7 months from right now. This time next year, I might not be sitting here.
You won't.
There might not be a White House Correspondents' Dinner or free press. While our democracy would exactly fall apart immediately without it, the real threat looms larger. A candidate with outward disdain, not just for a free press, but for all of our freedoms and for the rule of law itself.
Now, they did this while Trump was president.
Right.
Like, we won't have a White House Correspondents' Dinner or a free press. Like, the two are not the same.
Right.
They're literally not the same. The First Amendment can be instantiated. It can be upheld.
Yes.
People can say what they want. They can publish what they want, think what they want. But we don't have to do this stupid, fruity little dinner where we all pat each other on the back and pretend like everybody likes each other. That is not... When they went ballistic when they revoked credentials to the White House press room.
Yep.
Like, oh, there's an assault on the free press. No, we just don't like you, a-hole.
Right. But do you remember when Trump decided he was going to become president?
At the White House Correspondents'
Dinner. That's exactly right. You can look the look on his face.
Yep. Yep. Oh, you're going to joke about me?
I'll never forget that.
Okay. How about I take your job?
Yep.
And he did. But this is the sort of stuff that's just hysterical and over the top.
Especially coming from her, when they're literally an administration in power right now that is holding Trump in court to try to get him so he cannot be president anymore. They're talking about holding up freedoms. These are the people that are standing in the way of democracy right now.
Right. Now, here is Trump last night talking about the issue that was on all sorts of folks' minds, This is on the protest. He called into my adopted godfather, Sean Hannity.
Ah.
Still don't like, I don't like him, but he's family.
He's family. What can you do?
So let's listen in. This is Trump calling into Hannity's show last night.
President Donald Trump, the 45th president of the U.S., who was in New York City today, is watching this unfold before his very eyes. Mr. President, thank you for joining us. First of all, how heartbreaking is it? This is a city that I know you once loved, and a lot of buildings are named after you in this city. And watching this happen at an Ivy League institution, as a former New Yorker myself, is heartbreaking. Watching these police put their lives at risk is extraordinarily dangerous for them. Hopefully this can end peacefully, but these students were allowed to enter this hall last night because no action was taken previously. What is your reaction to the news unfolding?
Well, it's just such a sad thing to see, Sean. When you look at this, it's not even believable. If you go back a year, or go back 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, this would not even be possible to think about. Nobody would be thinking this could happen. You look at the anti-Semitism, the hatred of Israel by so many people. You go back 10 years, I mean, Israel was protected by Congress, and now Congress is just doing numbers that are unbelievable with, I think, a very, very small group of people within Congress, and it's got to stop. But we have to go back to the roots. We have to protect. We have to stop the anti-Semitism that's just pervading our country right now, and Biden has to do something. Biden is supposed to be the voice of our country, and it's certainly not much of a voice. It's a voice that nobody's heard. And look, I don't think he's able to do it. I don't think he's got what it takes to do it, but he's got to. He's got to strengthen up, and he's got to be heard.
And still no comment from Biden direct.
No.
Right.
I haven't told him what to say yet.
Right. Because I might piss off people that need to vote for me.
Well, I mean, honestly, who is in his camp? You got it. I mean, who has he been looking out for since he's been president? Hadn't been you, hadn't been me, hadn't been the American people in general. Been more of our adversaries.
Now, instead of continuing on with Trump on Hannity's show,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of folks suggesting, because there's this big, did you see the Time magazine cover? Like, if Trump gets elected?
I didn't see it. I quit even looking at that.
Well, Trump gave an exclusive to Time magazine,
mm-hmm.
and the title of it is How Far Trump Would Go. And look at the photo they took of him.
Right.
Here.
Just a little menacing.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
But, you know, this whole cover story is, you know, written up and polished. Yeah, here's the actual cover. If he wins.
Yeah.
If he wins, folks, if he wins. So instead of reading that big cover story, y'all can do that in your free time. There are folks saying read the transcripts.
Oh.
Of the actual conversation with the reporters. And I've got it right here in okay. front of me. So the reporter says, let's start with day one. January 20th, you just asked this. Mm-hmm. January 20th, 2025. You have said that you will take a suite of aggressive actions on the border and on immigration. Yes. You have vowed to end on energy. Yes, yes. And we'll come to that, certainly. You have vowed to launch the largest deportation operations in American history. Your advisors say that includes, and by the, it's like he's jumping in. He's cutting them off. Your advisors say that includes, because we have no choice. I don't believe this is sustainable for a country. What's happening to us with probably 15 million and maybe as many as 20 million by the time Biden's out, 20 million people, many of them from jails, many of them from prisons, many of them from mental institutions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see what's going on in Venezuela and other countries. They're becoming a lot safer. Point we've made on yes, this show here.
Exactly. Exact point.
Well, let's just talk. So you have said you're going to do this massive deportation operation. I want to know specifically how you plan to do that.
So if you look back into the 1950s, Dwight Eisenhower, he's not known for that, you know. Mm. You don't think of him that way because, you see, Ike, but Dwight Eisenhower was very big on illegal immigration not coming into our country. And he did a massive deportation of people. He was doing it for a long time. He got very proficient at it. He was bringing them just to the other side of the border. And they would be back in the country within a matter of days. And then he started bringing them 3,000 miles away. What's your plan, sir? We will be using local law enforcement. We will absolutely start with criminals that are coming in. Mm-hmm. And they're coming in numbers that we've never seen before.
15,000 a day.
Right. And he goes on, cites New York, all these things, New York, L.A. Does that include the U.S. military?
It would. When we talk military, generally speaking, I talk the National Guard.
Like the National Guard in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You would use the military inland as well as at the border?
I don't think I have to do that. I think the National Guard would be able to do that.
Well, there you go. Sir, the Posse Comitatus Act says that you can't deploy the U.S. military against civilians. Would you override that?
Well, these aren't civilians. These are people that aren't legally in our country.
Right.
This is an invasion of our country.
Invasion like no country has ever seen. So you can see yourself using the military to address this.
I can see myself using the National Guard.
See, I'd love this back and forth.
Well, he's trying to lure him into putting words in his mouth.
And I'm not reading every single word, but you're getting the gist of it.
Oh, yeah.
Would that include building new migrant detention camps? We wouldn't have to do very much of that, says Trump, because we'll be bringing them out of the country. Will you build new ones?
And it was done by Obama in the form of jails. You know,
put them in the cages.
Well, I like this line, Eddie. In the form of jails, you know, prisons.
I got blamed for that for months, yeah. So are you ruling out that you would build new migrant detention camps? No, I would not rule out anything. I ask because your close aide and advisor, Stephen Miller, said that part of what it would take to carry out this deportation operation would include new migrant detention camps. It's possible that we'll do it, says Trump, to an extent, but we shouldn't have to do very much because we're going to be moving them out as soon as we get to it. How are you going to get state and local police departments to participate in this? Under what authority is the president able to do that?
Well, there's a possibility that some won't want to participate and they won't partake in the riches, you know?
Exactly.
We have to do this, Trump says. So they continue on talking about all the immigration stuff. But it's interesting how that has been the main thrust of the argument so far in the conversation with time. It's all about immigration. Where was this detail with, say, Biden talking about immigration?
He won't even talk about what's happening now, Joe.
Right.
And I don't think he wants to talk about it. As long as he hasn't talked about it, he can't be wrong, right?
But they say, let's shift to the economy, sir. You have floated a 10% tariff on all imports and a more than 60% tariff on Chinese imports. Can I just ask you, is that your plan? It may be more than that, Trump says. It may be a derivative of that, but it will be somebody, look, when they come in and they steal our jobs and they steal our wealth, they steal our country. When you say more than that, though, you mean maybe more than 10% on all imports? More than 10%, yeah. I call it a ring around the country. We have a ring around the country, a reciprocal tax, also in addition to what we said. And if we do that, the numbers are staggering. I don't believe it will have all that much effect because they're making so much money off of us. Yeah, maybe, but I'm seeing that as raising taxes. So I don't like taxes being raised.
Isn't he the same guy, though, a while back? We could, as far as import taxes and export taxes, we could get rid of them all.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So if you're using all this as a threat, cool. But I don't think tariffs just higher is a good thing. I really don't. Sir, the economy was certainly humming during your first term. There's no question about it. But, you know, Moody's did say that your trade war with China cost the U.S. economy $316 billion and 300,000 jobs.
I don't see that.
Yeah, and by the way, the note, it wasn't Moody's, it was Bloomberg Economics. They corrected it later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Moody's doesn't know what they're talking about.
He goes on to say, we have the greatest economy in history, and Moody's acknowledges that. So how did it cost us if we had such a good economy? Do you think that businesses pass along the cost of tax to the consumer? No, I don't believe so, says Trump. Mm. I believe that it costs the country that. I think they make less. I actually think that the country that is being taxed makes less. But again, you can't tax people that aren't Americans. When you throw a tariff on, you're taxing Americans who are doing business with that other country.
Right. However, there I think there are times for tariffs when if you've got lopsided tariffs, I don't have a problem with jacking up somebody else's to bring them to the table so we can bring, you know, basically lower them both.
Well, and Trump goes on to say, this is very long, but I think I should read. He says, no, I don't think that happens. No, to the cost of taxes being passed on to the consumer. No, I think what happens is you build. What happens to get out of the whole situation is you end up building instead of having your product brought from China. Because of that additional cost, you end up making the product in the United States. And that's been traditionally what happened. If you look at what goes on, if you look at China, they don't want our cars. They charge them tremendous numbers. Mm-hmm. You look at India. India is a very good example. I get along very well with the people, representative of India. Modi is a great guy, and he's doing what he has to do. But we had a case with Harley-Davidson. I had Harley-Davidson on the White House. I said, how are you doing? How's business? Very good. Everything's good. I said, just out of curiosity, how do you deal with India? Not well. Now you've got to remember, this is four years ago, they said. Not well. We can't do business with India because they charge us such a big tariff. It was over 100%.
Yep.
And at that price, you know, there's a point at which the consumer breaks and can't buy, they said. But they will do anything for us to build a Harley-Davidson plant in India. They don't want us to give motorcycles to India, but they want us to build a plant. I said, well, I'm not going to be very happy with that. But that's ultimately what happened. They built a plant in India, and now there's no tax. And I'm saying we're doing the same thing. This is, again, Trump talking to Time Magazine. It is a very long transcript interview. Obviously, I can't keep going on here. They hit all sorts of topics. The economy. But my point is, Trump sits down for this hour, 2 hour long conversation, and he's got a point of view, and it's not, he's going to be a dictator and tell Nicole Wallace on MSNBC she doesn't have a job anymore. Right. Now, I think some of actually the hysterics over Trump are sort of playing into his hand lately, because people do remember, well, he was president before. He's the guy where they said, lock her up, lock her up.
And he said,
not lock up Hillary Clinton. Maybe the lesson is, looking at all the court cases and the lawfares, he should have. But he didn't do it. And so this idea, all of a sudden, he's going to become like, he's a lot of talk. He's trying to use the bully pulpit to get you to go in a certain direction. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump wants to make deals.
Right.
And that is actually what we've been dealing with as a nation since he first got elected. The Republicans didn't want a deal. The Democrats didn't want a deal. They just wanted to yell and scream and keep business as usual, it's been going for the last couple decades. Yep. But this idea that he's going to be the new Napoleon, the new Caesar, is a joke. Absolute joke.
He's trying to get it to stick.
272-9228. Let's go to Crawdad real quick. Hey, Crawdad.
What up, Crawdad?
Good morning. Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sorry. I am not plugged in yet. I'm trying to reboot, but thank you for doing your show and allowing crazy self to speak to you today.
Of course.
You are catching up what you just said. You talk about India and the motorcycles. You made me think of you, Mr. Guitar Man. You would know the company I'm talking about. They were in call trouble just to getting the wood in here to make the guitars and all kind of. Was that Fender?
Fender or Gibson?
Gibson. I think it was Gibson.
I think it was Gibson.
Gibson. That's, okay. I read the article about. That's insanity with our government trying to hurt somebody. Now we got Harley, all American, and you're going to say, well, we're going to mess with you over here. I will recall somebody was rescued, Benito Mussolini, special task force is sending into Italy. Otto Scorzani hit for special bad guy goes in, gets Mussolini out of jail, rescues him, and then you want to talk about today Palestine named after Philistia, old Greek word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Roberto Scorzani. You look him up. He took training in terrorism. Even Yasser Arafat, PLO. And today is no different than when Scorzani was operating. And that's why I see when they talk about. Now he's saying, UN, they want to call Palestine a nation. Give me a break. It's a region. But we had this bad guy. People should look him up. Otto Scorzani, SSK. Scorzani. He was even going to help Egyptian, not the good one, the bad one, was going to do business with Russia just like Syria did recently with Russia. People who are walking around in my country yet to college where my great aunt got her degree, these bozos are, okay, you're going to support what is left of people who were trained to be terrorists, because guess why Otto Scorzani so happy to go down there? It was about killing Jewish people. That's all it really is coming down to. Now we got these idiots, and I have to hang up after I tell you this, Mr. Joey.
Okay.
Thank you. Because this lady that was on the picture on the TV, the news, the woman at the Columbia, right?
Yeah.
There was a guy standing behind her. He's got shemagged on it. Everybody wearing a shemagh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, here's the weirdest thing. That bozo guy with not a brain in his head is standing here with his little belly button sticking out, showing his midriff, his body, wearing smog on his head. If he happened to be a non-binary type person, you can't live like that with that bit. You know, you're upside down, burning wood because you are anathema. In Judea and Islam over there. No, you cannot. Now, he's standing behind there, shemagh wanting, yay, Palestine. No, I'm sorry. This is a free country, not stuffy kids wanting to celebrate, destroy Israel. Are you kidding me? I right now, I would go get a Star of David, put it on my car, and mezuzah on my front door, and dare somebody mess with me.
Well, there you go. And, well, you ain't seen these protests in a
rant.
No, I appreciate it.
Very good, Crawdad. Very good.
Sound like you need to get that out.
I think I feel like he did.
272-9228. Well, and a lot of this doesn't bode well, let's just say, for the Biden administration, to put it that way. It doesn't bode well for some within the official Democratic Party, but I think this is what the left does. They're constantly looking for the next revolution.
They were just asking Mean Jean about a few minutes ago, and boy, she was annoyed right from the get-go. Oh, Peter Ducey was talking.
She always seems annoyed.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
She does.
How about this? We got to hit this break, but first. It's part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. You know about that place, right, Eddie?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
And Montgomery Men's Health, folks, they can help you fellas out. And, you know, two things start to happen as men mature. One is erectile dysfunction.
It can happen.
ED is a real thing. And low testosterone. In fact, the low T might be leading to that problem in the bedroom.
Right.
And these are not things to deny, put off, be ashamed about. Certainly don't wait to get it fixed. You know, guys, the reality is pills quit working, and, you know, guys then start making excuses for coming to bed. And you don't want to be that guy causing an argument right before bedtime.
Right.
Just so you avoid a failing at intimacy. So here's the deal. If you're seeing you lack motivation, you lack energy and drive, including a decrease in your sex drive, you just always feel tired, like you're walking through your life in a fog. Knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating right. some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And then Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym,
brother,
better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, usually even notice an increased libido.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Good to have that sex drive humming.
Yeah.
And, you know, fellas, you can actually book the same day that you call. It's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA home loan program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's a brand new month, and it's starting to feel more like summertime. Lots of sunshine today, very warm with a high around 88, mostly clear, comfortable tonight, overnight low 63. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday and over the weekend with highs in the upper 80s and the risk of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. But the rain chances, very small, very isolated. Expect 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
In the afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
I'm starting to get tired.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Better wake up, dude. We got a thing to do tonight.
Oh, yeah. We got a big celebration for Mr.
Boodle. Greg Boodle.
20 years here in Montgomery?
20 years. Glad he stuck
That's
around.
Amazing.
Yep.
I guess I worked for him for, what, 8, 9 of those years?
Before he finally fired you?
I moved on. Yeah. Well, it's pretty amazing, actually.
It is, man. And he's a great guy. I've gotten to know Greg personally very well over the last couple of years. And from the guy that I heard on the radio, not the same guy that I know today. Pretty close, but Greg doesn't like to, a lot of people know he's got a big old heart.
He's
a bit of a softy.
Well, I don't. He might be listening.
I know he is. He's going to send me probably a nasty message in a minute. One day we were doing that morning show we did for a while. And Greg came in here with a bunch of donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he had donuts for us, but he had this other bag of donuts. And I said, well, what's the other bag for? He goes, I got other people I deliver donuts to. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, every Saturday I have a little route that I go around. That just blew me away.
That's Greg.
That's Greg. So if you guys ain't doing nothing tonight, or if you are doing something, count your plans and come out to Bomb Hours.
Yeah, Bomb Hours, people start assembling a little before 6.
Yep.
And right there at the end of the bar.
Yep, we're going to have a good time, man.
Now, should this be called, what, this part of the program, this segment, when your talking points are so stupid that even MSNBC calls your ass out?
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I think that's a good title. When your talking points are so stupid that even MSNBC calls your ass out. And I love how it's done, by the way, because it's sort of a casual conversation thing. Like,
yeah.
She's just making an obvious point. Well, this is Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
So tired. We have a gerontocracy.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
He's geriatric, still running things.
But I really thought she left a long time ago.
Well, she's still around, so here she is on MSNBC, and she's trying to talk about how awful Trump is and his record and all this stuff. Let's listen to it.
And what does that mean for their job and their family's future? And we have to address those concerns, and Joe Biden is doing that. Created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country.
Hold on, we got to back that up. Because you got to watch it. If you're watching online, folks,
dude,
you can
the look
see
on her face.
Nancy's face. She's so pissed off.
She just
off.
Killed that lady with her eyes.
But here, let's watch
it. Jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
Oh, did you see her hand
shake?
He
had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine.
Ooh, and he has I don't the think worst. That anybody can accuse
and
me of that.
And we, no, but let me just say, as the Speaker of the House, we put forth a $3 trillion bill. $3 trillion of investment in communities and the rest, and that is stimulates the economy.
I just want to ask one more question.
Gosh, they're so...
I love the shaking of the hands because that you know you have really gotten to someone when they have a physical movement like that all of a sudden. Because if she could, she was choking that lady out with her hands.
And I love how stupid the economics has become.
Oh, yeah.
We just spend a bunch of money we create out of thin air and that creates prosperity, right?
Supposedly.
If you just give the government more power,
and
have the government spend more, everything will be hunky-dory. Morons.
But I do like Katie Turr. I think that's this anchor's name going, well, it was a global pandemic.
Oh, man.
But Pelosi goes on here with Katie Turr.
Right. This one's on Speaker Mike Johnson. There's talk about a motion to vacate. If there is one, would you vote to help him save his seat?
I'll take my lead from Hakeem Jeffries, our great leader. He was so masterful in how he did what he had to do in order for us to get this vote for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, all the elements of that legislation. So,
did they just fillet one another?
Yes.
Oh, the august gentleman from is just wonderful.
No.
Wonderful.
No, that wasn't the case.
Oh, and I just got an email from Judge Knapp.
Yeah, how's the Knappster doing?
He's going to be taking some time off next week and the week of May 5th. But he's going to teach a class at the University of Milan.
Really?
Oh. So we'll have him back on May the 14th. But, wow.
That's kind of cool. What if he needs somebody to tote his bags?
You?
For a free trip to Milan, you bet.
Let's go to line 3. You're on there. Who's this?
Hello?
Who's this?
Oh, okay. Hey,
Duke. Hey, Duke. How you doing?
How are you?
All right. How you doing, buddy?
Okay. Y'all stat me up that time. I know what was going on. Yeah. I just hollering at the fellas for a sec. Y'all depressing me, really depressing me, keep talking about this presidential election.
Why is it depressing you? We're going to get a new leader. I thought you'd be excited.
I mean, I saw that guy at the dinner saying that, how in the hell Trump got all these counts against him and it seemed tied. How in the hell you tied?
Leading in some place.
Yeah, I'm going to go with more leading, but
because people think it's a bunch of bull crap, and they're right.
They've seen through it. They've seen the light.
Well, the problem is, these two old cats we y'all fighting over out there. See, I almost said we, but y'all fighting over these two old cats out here.
No, you can't escape it. You're part of this thing.
You're fighting for it too, Bubba.
No, I voted for Biden the first time around, but this new law he pushed down our throats, saying that it's okay for the fellas to go out there and run and skip and hop with the girls on the damn sporting field.
I agree with you on that 100%.
Growing in a little girls' restroom, all this nonsense, kind of almost said a cuss word on me. I don't like that, see? And, you can do all the best things in the world for the country, but that right there stick out to me. That just killed your whole testimony with me when you saying that a man walking around had the surgery or anything and claim he's a man but he hadn't had the surgery. My name is Emily. You're not Emily. So you get the Emily surgery done and all the above stuff the women go through. Let me leave that alone because somebody may get pissed off with me. I don't care. But
so you're not going with Biden this time?
I don't know who to go for because, they're not doing the things they say they're going to do for us.
This is true.
Are you considering RFK Jr.?
I'm not considering anyone right now. I might just write you in, Joey.
Nah, now I will be a dictator.
Well,
this is why I don't run for office. I'm such a libertarian because I know if I got a lot of power, I would. SOB.
All it takes is one call to moo-moo get you in order. So
I don't know who this moo-moo person is.
She's a big girl.
Getting out of line,
she's a big one.
Huh?
She's a big girl.
She said, hey, by the way.
I don't know who this person is.
You gonna meet her tonight?
No, you need to stop feeding into this person's delusions.
Yeah, I wish I could join you guys tonight, man. My voice—I don't know for some reason in the afternoon, my voice. I don't know the pollen or something.
I think it's the pollen, dude. It's been getting to me too, Duke.
Yeah. Oh, you two grown men—the pollen.
pollen.
No, I keep going. Don't slow me down.
The pollen.
Yeah.
We're joking, slapping hard.
It ain't worth it. It ain't worth the charge.
Okay. Call Will Smith to do it for you.
There you go. Because Joey will press charges.
Come on, he's in Will Smith to talk to that girl. What's that Taylor Green woman that keep on messing with the speaker?
MTG,
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
At least talk to her. Don't hit that woman because they put that on news. He won't hit this white woman. But
I think her and Omar ought to go at it. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
A little celebrity death match, yeah.
Yeah, two women fighting, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not Will Smith. You know. Brandon Hodges, I wanted to holler at you, Cash, for a minute. But Mr. Greg, if you listen, sir, congratulations, sir. I may get a chance to call in the show and holler at you for a sec today. But y'all have fun, guys.
Well, I appreciate it, Duke.
See you, Duke.
All righty.
Have a good night, brother.
Cheer up, I guess. Like it is. The prospects aren't fantastic
but
the more you look at, like, the BS being thrown at Trump, and does Trump throw out a lot of BS? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But, like, I'm just so tired of the establishment, so-called. Really am.
Yeah.
The Uniparty.
It's what's getting us, dude, the Uniparty. I'm so ready to see the Uniparty go away.
You know, do I think I agree with Trump on everything? Of course not.
No.
But I would rather throw that human hand grenade at the system than let the system continue to rip us off. I almost said something else.
You're just being honest.
I think we broke the record from yesterday. He was on hold an hour and 52 minutes. And 5 seconds, Randall, how are you?
Randall, how you doing, brother?
Every day, boy. It's like working out. See, Joey couldn't start out with 400 pounds, you know what I mean, deadlifting.
Right, so, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You gotta
put a little on at a time.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. Man, I can't wait till tonight, too, though, man. So I'm so happy for Greg. And,
me,
and,
too.
And Joey, he talked, you know, man, he gave you... Like he said, I don't want y'all, you know what I mean? I'm not taking credit for nothing to do with Joy. It's the one thing I always told him, that self-promote. And he said, because ain't nobody going to do it for you.
That's right.
And he said you the best self-promoter there was. I just wanted you to know.
Oh, wow.
He said that early this morning. So, and he talked about how he's, you know what I mean, looking up to you about getting social media rolling and stuff, and how the tables have turned. And it has, man. And like... It's the family thing, you know. It's like, you know, you think it's just everybody, it ain't really using everybody, but everybody learns something from everybody.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? You lean on everybody, you know what I mean? You kind of how it used to be, how things, if you really wanted to change this and get folks like what we just saw, what you just played, that woman, I mean, is this real life? Like, is that who you got? Like, I was waiting for her face to fall off. Like, you know what I mean? I'm so deep in that stuff sometimes. Like, I really thought looking like, I wonder if that is a silicone mask. Like,
y'all seen what the Alex Jones has been posting the last few days on Twitter?
I saw.
You seen it, Eddie?
Yeah.
Randall, have you seen any of this?
I haven't. I'm going to start following, though. I just got
he on keeps, to, He keeps posting photos of Michelle Obama and, well, just see the photos. He's trying to make a point.
I did see her brother in an interview. Her brother looks just like her,
mm-hmm.
without hair, because he's bald-headed.
Yeah.
They look like twins. Yeah.
I got your point.
Yeah.
And what you said about Scorpion earlier, that was good, man, because you were talking about Scorpion and the same thing. Joe was like, man, and to the point, and the Scorpion has a point, and I get your point on this, too, because she got a point.
I got to run. Talk to you later, Big Mike. I mean, Randall. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. We'll see you later.
See you, Randall.
You can't say that. What can't we say? Like, the internet is... I was just talking to my neighbor today. Like, in my 10, 12 years, however, 13, I've been working in radio, I've seen the change. Like, culturally.
Yeah.
To the degree of the way people interact with, like, phone calls and whatnot. It's changed everybody.
What's really surprises me, and I guess I see it more because I'm here now. When people used to call on a radio station, I never, as a kid, heard darn, much less a cuss word.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they just let it
fly. And that's the internet.
It just, and I guess that's what it is. It's just, it's made everybody kind of lose what I would consider the norms. And I'm one of the worst offenders.
Well, and also people become disillusioned with the process. Like, there's so much that's changed from even, like, 2011, 2012. So much has changed.
Oh, yeah.
I think at the end of the day, it's for the better. But back out, you can't deny the change.
It's changing, but not all change is good. But change, it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Well, we got to hit this 30-second break. Hopefully, we'll have Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet on the other side.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. Short on time here, but I forgot to do this today. Maybe I should save it for tomorrow, but I kind of want to do it now. I will go to Ray in just a moment. Guess who this person is? Eddie.
I don't have a clue, but it ain't no man or ain't no woman.
That's a man?
That's a man, baby.
Here, let me scroll down a little bit. George Santos.
He's back.
George Santos is back, and he's out of the closet. He has revealed his drag alter ego.
Wow.
Katara Ravash.
Okay. I'm not saying that he was an ugly man, but he's a much better looking man than he is a woman. He is an ugly woman.
What a name, Katara Ravash. Out of the closet for time in 18 years.
Look at that. All right.
Let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet.
What's happening, Ray?
How do I follow that up? I was sitting here trying to get Dave to do that, and he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. And in my mind, I'm like, so you know how hard it is to come up with a new thing every day for just 2 minutes? Just a new segment. Yeah. And no, it's not easy. He's like, well, tell him about you going to Auburn this morning and turn around and going to Birmingham when you got back. And I was like, well, nobody wants to hear that. The traffic was fine. It was a good, beautiful drive.
Right.
And now I don't know what to say. All I got is this picture of him looking like a woman, and they go, oh.
It's an ugly woman.
Katara.
Katara. Where did that even come from?
Tonight, when you wake up at like 12 o'clock with that image in your mind, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't say Katara Ravash three times in a row.
Yeah, she'll appear.
Yeah. All right, guys, if y'all need a floor, call us, 285-8117. We'll come back and get a free measurement. Like I said, I have already been to Auburn and Alabaster today.
Nice.
So we will come to you if you can hear us, unless you live in Alaska, then no.
Again, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. The great folks literally go the extra mile, and they have a lot of fun, too. Appreciate it, Ray.
Guys, have a great day.
You too, Ray. See you, brother.
272-9228 is the number, but we only got like a minute left. Did we learn anything?
I just learned something really kind of hurtful there about Katara.
Yeah. We learned that the whole gambling thing's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shh. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening.
And I think Senator Barfoot voted for it. And
everybody got what they
almost
wanted.
I think Reid Ingram abstained. And so did Chris Sells in this area.
I'm not a big fan of the abstaining
thing. Clyde Chambliss voted for it. Yeah.
I can see that. Glad the Glide. I'm not opposed to it.
What is that nickname?
Clyde the Glide?
Yeah.
It's from a 70s basketball player, I think, but it's just always stuck with me. Always.
Like, are you the only one who calls Clyde Chambliss that?
Yeah, I'm sure I am. I mean, it'll catch on. Hey, if you guys listen and y'all see him, give it a go. I think you'll like it.